The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And joining us this week from Westport is 11 times All-Ireland, All-Star rather, winner and four times All-Ireland champion with Mayo, and indeed one of the most accomplished sportswomen the country has ever produced and a genuine trailblazer for those who came after her, Cora Staunton. Good evening to you, Cora.
Good evening, Ciara. How are you?
I'm great. A great evening for sport. I'm sure you're probably as excited as the rest of the country.
I am, yeah. I'm excited to get home from work, surely, and sit down, put the feet up and watch the soccer for sure. Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good night and Ireland will have success.
Oh, God, we all hope so. And you'll be watching at home.
I will, oh, for sure. Yeah, I'll be watching at home. I'm a sports nerd, so I'd watch any sport. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I said there in the intro about you that you are a trailblazer and kind of an inspiration to young women who came after you. And I think that's entirely true, Cora. One of my own producers here on the show said that you came to one of her cool camps that she attended when she was a kid. And she said she can still remember you kicking a 145 metre ball in your bare feet. Young women in sports, it's a huge passion of yours. The fact that we know many of them fall to one side, that they give it up for loads of different reasons. In your view, should we be doing more as a country to keep our girls playing?
Yeah, for sure. I think we should. I think it's gotten better, certainly from my time when I was playing sport, where there was very few girls involved in sport. It has improved and has got better. But unfortunately, I see it in my work with Mayo Sports Partnership currently. I see it in, I'm involved in coaching girls' teams in my own football club. And you just see it, that age group of kind of transitioning from primary school into secondary school, kind of that 12 to 15 age group, where a lot of girls drop out of sport. I think the figures from, you know, Sport Ireland is 1 in 5 drop out between that primary and secondary school age. And you know, I think there's, you know, we constantly need to be looking at that and doing that. And I think over the last kind of decade, Sport Ireland have realised that and a lot has been done through the Her Moves campaign, where, you know, a lot of girls aren't interested in your basic sports, your GAA, your soccer, your rugby. You know, they like to try a wide variety of sports. And I do think that if you're get to try a wide variety of sports, that you do find something that you love. And if you do find something that you love and that's a lot of fun, they will stay involved. So I think that kind of competition, you know, sport isn't for everyone. You know, I'm very competitive. I have been right throughout my career, but that's not for everyone. I think the leisure side of sport and the fun side of sport has to be there as well.
And is that important for girls? Like, what are the barriers that are stopping girls staying in sports? And I'm sure there were barriers when you were in your youth as well.
Yeah, I suppose the lack of enjoyment is probably a big thing for them. That competition where a lot of girls, you know, you're coming and it's trying to make the first 15 in a football team or the first 11 in a soccer team. And all girls aren't going to make it. That's just the way it is. So that's, you know, and that for them then is the lack of enjoyment. If you're sitting on a bench, not getting any activity or you're not getting to play. Body image, there's a lot of pressure on girls, you know, around body image and to fit in. And just not feeling good enough, you know, not feeling good enough to participate and play. So, you know, there are some of the barriers for them. Yeah. And then, you know, within their local area, is there something that they can be involved in? As I said, it's not the three main sports. Is there something that they find that they can do and they enjoy? And I suppose nowadays there's lots of sports and lots of physical activities that girls can do and try out.
And Cora, I know you were saying that sometimes girls like the non-traditional sports, maybe music-based sports or all sorts of different things, but even in the kind of traditional sports, do you think it would help, for example, if there were more women in inter-county management? I know that every team in FIFA's women's football tournaments now must include female head coaches or assistant coaches. This is after they brought in new regulations. Should we see more senior women running our women's sports in this country? Would that help?
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything else. As I said, growing up, you know, my female role models, I only had one was Sonia O'Sullivan. Mm-hmm. I was never going to be a long distance runner. It wasn't my passion. So all my role models growing up were men. And nowadays it's, you know, it's turned around for young girls growing up. There's so many female role models out there, whether it's, you know, Katie McCabe, Katie Taylor, we could name off a list of
Staunton.
Them.
So. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure we could, you know, I think you're up there as one of those inspirations.
Well, I don't know that, but I think it's the same in coaching. If you don't have female coaches involved and girls to be aspired to be something, I do think it's an important and something that I would be, you know, advocating for all the time.
I know you spent a long time in Australia. Is it different over there, how they approach it?
Yeah, obviously it's professional sport. It's a good bit different for sure. It is different. Women's sport is encouraged more. There's a lot more choice for girls. There's a lot more time spent on it. It's more on TV, on the radio and the newspaper. So it is different from that point of view. But again, when you're a professional sports person, that's your job. You do it. But yeah, they're probably a couple of years ahead of where we are for sure.
Do you miss it, Corey? I mean, I know you're still involved. I know you're serving as Gaelic Players Association vice presidents. I know those, but do you miss actually that level of competition? Is it hard? People often say that athletes and sports people, that it's like going from hero to zero in some ways, that the love of the game is different.
Yeah, I probably was ready at the time. I suppose I had played competitive sport at a high level for probably 30 plus years. I'm still involved in coaching, as I said, with my own club, Carnacone. I coach two underage girls teams. I'm involved with the Ballinagh men's team as well. My job is in sport. I work with Mayo Sports Partnership. So, you know, I'm surrounded by sport every day in my work, whether that's in coaching or here in Mayo Sports Partnership. Every day I'm involved in it. So I actually don't miss the really, really hard levels of training where you're pushing yourself to the limit. I probably do miss competing a bit, but I suppose like everything else, there comes a stage in your life where, you know, your body can only do so much. So, You know, I was at that event today in Westport Relay the Nation, the Sacred Heart School in Westport were trying to run a marathon collectively. So, through 100 meter runs, and the buzz had just been at that. You know, I took part in a few of the 100 meter runs against the students, but it was brilliant to see such a collective event.
Did you beat many of them?
Yeah, so I love that, being involved in that.
Did you beat many of them?
I'd say it was nick and nick. There was a few of them I was saying don't go too fast, but we had Andy Moore in there, the Mayo manager as well, so he was up against one of the really good students who's an athlete for Ireland, Freya Renton. So I think he struggled with her. But to see 400 teenage girls out on the streets of Westport trying to do this really innovative idea, first of its kind, where they ran 422 100 metre runs as quickly as they can. And I was pleased to say they got it done in 2 hours and 7 minutes, which was brilliant.
Not,
but to see the
not
buzz
bad
there
time for a marathon. Was amazing.
No, not a bad time at all. But the buzz of just having, and I mean, you know, it wasn't all girls that are really athletic, you know, that are doing sport all the time. There was a lot of girls that, you know, aren't involved in sport, probably, you know, aren't the most physically active, but it was for the whole school. You had teachers at the end doing it. It was such an amazing event. And I know the Sacred Heart School in Westport are, you know, putting it out now to other schools right throughout Ireland to now challenge and see can they beat that time. But, you know, that's what you need, these mass participation events where everyone feels included. Yeah. You know, then kids can go home tonight and say, do you know what, Mom? You know what, Dad? I ran a marathon today. I was involved in running a marathon, which is a brilliant thing.
It is a brilliant thing. And it's a brilliant thing that you're still out there trying to get people to do it and inspire girls and all of that. You mentioned Mayo, though. How do you fancy their chances?
I don't like to put too much pressure on them, Ciara. I'm delighted to say, you know, Andy's doing a brilliant job. He's a brilliant person for the role. You know, he's so positive and enthusiastic. You know, it'll take a couple of years for Andy to get at the helm to get that team going. You know, it mightn't be All-Ireland this year. We'd be certainly hoping for a Connacht title and maybe an All-Ireland semi-final. But, you know, they're under really good, astute management at the moment. And I do see over the next few years, you know, they'll be pushing back right at the top.
A lot of texts coming in suggesting that if you were on the team, they might have a better chance.
Not in my current state. No, not at all. I think they have some brilliant young footballers. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Kobe McDonald, Dara Byrne. We have some brilliant young footballers. I'm lucky enough I get to see them week in, week out, you know, with my involvement in Ballinagh. But yeah, hopefully we'll see the day that Mayo will bring Sam across the Shannon and bring it to West, because it would be a brilliant day and we're a long time waiting for it.
Yeah, I suspect much of the country would love to see that happen too. Look, thank you very much for joining us. An absolute pleasure.
No problem at all, Ciara.
That is Cora Staunton.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.